USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.